Ham has got the observation deck, and that's brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. Here is Ham.
Maybe you have begun to already see these while out and about on the road waves. Is this a change for the better?
The road waves.
Roadways?
Yeah.
Call them waves, yeah. Sound waves, or like ocean waves.
Oh, I thought it said roadways.
Or wavy lays.
Ooh.
Some text.
Those are good.
Like ruffles? What's the difference between those two? Sorry.
Branding.
We'll circle back to
branding,
this.
I would say.
We're not going to circle back, probably. I can go and tell you that.
Some Texas highways are instituting a new feature to travel. Variable or adjustable speed signs. This is a system that will allow the speed limits to be changed based on conditions outside or on the road. Have any of the two of you encountered this while out in the wild?
I hope not, because if I did, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
No. According to this article, this has been thought up now for a while. There was a pilot program done back in 2014 in San Antonio and in Temple, Texas. The bill that gave the Texas Department of Transportation this authority to temporarily lower the speed limit was passed back in the House in 2023, the goal of which, lower speed limits to address inclement weather, congestion, road construction, or any other condition that affects the safety and orderly movement of traffic.
So it's only going to lower.
They're not going to crank this thing.
They're not going to crank it up to 90?
No. Which, if you're going to go one way, you should go the other way.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, let's turn it up a little bit.
Yes.
I'm sure people will find a way to hack the signs and make it 190.
Or always 69.
That's the next step. If we're allowed to change these and it's no longer just the physical posted speed limit, people are going to hack these immediately. And then, yeah, start doing bits where I don't even know if my car could get up to 420, man.
Very nice.
It definitely can't. Not on these road waves.
Now, with this law, the speed reductions are capped at a maximum of 10 miles per hour. So it won't drop 20 or anything like that. It's 10. So if it's normally a 75, the lowest it could go is 65.
I think this is a good idea fundamentally, but I don't know that it's going to change how people drive.
Yeah, and I'm imagining a lot of people fighting the courts if they get hit for speeding during this.
Yes. Now, as a piece of evidence, lawmakers cited the Fort Worth crash back in February of 2021, which was, if you guys remember, a 133-car pileup.
Gosh.
Which killed 8, injuring 65.
Cartoonish.
This was the one where people were taking videos of it, and you could...
It's just slam after slam
after
slam.
It's a massive pileup, but it's the icy conditions, so it didn't matter how fast or slow the cars were coming. They, as soon as they broke or were braking, they just spun out.
I was going to say, how after car 30 are they still...
It's awful.
It was a flash freeze.
Yeah.
Which created extremely icing conditions on the road, making it, quote, a ice rink.
Where was this?
Fort Worth on I-35.
When? I guess I don't remember this.
West. Or 135 West.
A couple years ago.
2021. February.
Oh, so during the Snowmageddon thing.
I don't even know if it was Snowmageddon. This was just...
Feb 2021 was when all that happened, right?
I think this was Icepocalypse.
Or whatever it was that knocked all the people's, you know, power out and
killed the grid.
Yeah.
Was this Snowvid?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I think that was Feb 2021.
We have too many weather names for things.
What else?
We have the Icepocalypse, we have Snowvid, Icemageddon.
Well, I think you're conflating a couple of them now.
Got a sleet nami.
No, we don't have that.
Sleet tsunami.
I don't remember that. And I don't think it'll affect me that much, to be honest, because I don't drive that fast anyway.
There is no way.
I have the opposite of a lead foot. I really don't.
You have no foot?
You got pillow foot?
I got
That's the real opposite of lead foot.
I don't know what you would call it, but
How could I have been speeding, officer? I don't have a leg.
I got feather foot.
You got pea foot. You're a little scared to go fast.
I mean, I'm really not. Like, if I'm on something fun, like an ATV or a jet ski or something, I'll push that thing to the max. But in my car, I don't know. Every time I look down, I'm going way slower than I should be.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I think I'm just too lazy to go faster.
I got Jonathan Moffat Sugarfoot Foot, where I'm playing the drums as I'm driving.
That seems so safe.
In the car, as it just keeps jerking forward and backward. Because, yeah, I'm pressing down on the brake, too, so don't get behind me on the brake.
Like, a lot of people that have, yeah, that when they ride with me, they'll look over and be like, dude, can you speed up?
I get you're slow
cars are going
out
around
of the
me.
Car, but you have to be slow in the car, too.
You're in a vehicle that allows you to be the same as everybody else for once in your life, you monster.
You drive like my wife. Where as I soon guess. As you hit the accelerator, their car's like, I've never been driven this way before.
Dude.
It's a curse. Women are cursed as being slow drivers.
They are.
And I'm not overgeneralizing here.
No, not at all.
It sounds like you just said women, as in all women.
All women. No, he's right.
It seems like a little bit of a generalization.
I've had a pretty good sample size of all women, I would say. And he's right.
Same. No, you've never sampled a woman in your life.
Apparently, I'm too close to one if I drive like, as you're saying, women.
I've never looked over at a person speeding by me and said, wow, that woman's going fast.
Never.
It's this guy's a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've never noticed because everyone speeds by me. Like, I don't notice the makeup of every car.
Do you at least stay out of the far left lane?
No, I like to chill out over there.
Die.
It's the coolest lane. I can see all the fast food billboards.
And then
you don't know all of them by heart.
Dart across six lanes of traffic, depending on what road you're on.
Whoops, here's my exit. Let me cut across five lanes of traffic.
Oh, nice. Baconator, 2 miles ahead.
Uh-huh. Going back to that crash, this posted speed limit was 75. And the crash was 1.5 miles, otherwise known as 1.5 miles. Worst in Texas history.
Okay, instead of lowering the speed limit by 10, wouldn't it be better to have signs that had, like, hey, there's
slow
a
down for
massive
ice.
Crash coming up ahead, slow down.
More TxDOT? Well, I thought TxDOT signs were distracting people, which is why they were trying to make it to where they couldn't do bits anymore.
Any sign that starts with hey doesn't need to be put on the roadway either.
Bro.
Dude.
Whoa, bro, that's talking to me.
I want to chill out. There's 108 cars ahead of you crashing.
Speed up, lady.
Hey, jabroni, slow down. There's ice on the
road.
There
are no jabroni signs here in Texas.
Bro. There should be. That would get my attention.
My fear about this law where they could change the speed limits is they won't cite weather or anything like that. They'll just drop them and just camp out with police to give you tickets.
Just speed traps everywhere?
Yes.
And then it won't even be cops. It'll just be a camera that just monitors and it just scans you if you go by too fast. 1 mile an hour too fast, you'll just get a ticket
gotcha.
In the mail. Yeah. It's coming. Tried to stop you. Tried to warn you.
No timetable or rollout of when these will take effect, but motorists have begun seeing them spot up in 35 West in Fort Worth and outside of El Paso.
So they'll have to go in and manually take out all the current signs and put in new, like, LED light or display ones that can change whenever they need to,
yes.
Right?
Technology and stuff.
Or is it like a football scorecard
like down
thing
marker?
Where you can just go up and pull the little lever and it changes?
And 6 5.
I want that job of just driving around and adjusting the speed limit signs.
Stick your arm out the window.
I think they're doing it.
First down.
Now, if you do speed, they have to bring out the chain to see how fast you were going.
There's a chain gang just on every highway. What a pain.
See, I don't. Like I said, I don't have to worry about it. I don't think I've ever been ticketed for speeding.
I have once outside, this was like a decade and a half ago, outside of Salado, Texas, which is a known speed trap city.
DJ?
They should set up speed traps around my house.
Oh, no.
They would get me plenty.
You got lead foot?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have lead foot. I know what the speed limit is, so I'm going to go 10 over it.
Yeah. I got important places.
Why is your time so valuable that you can't spend an extra couple minutes on the roadway?
Look, hardline producer job.
I know you got nothing going on.
There's just a lot on my plate at all times.
There's nothing on your plate.
It's kind of like Brady. Just, you got a lot of, sometimes people have a lot of S going on, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine other people, but DJ Ringenberg has nothing.
Well, if he's waking up at 2:30 and he's got to get up here, he's flooring it.
I don't wake up at 2:30.
The most I've heard you do as a hardline producer in the last 6 months is check the schedule to see what time y'all are done at 6.
Yeah. That's important news.
I need him on that wall.
So that you can know when you can leave earlier.
When I can start checking out at 5 instead of 6.
They're like, dude, can you send us some segment ideas? Hold on.
If I'm driving on the highway, though, and I see that I'm going to have to slow down because there's cars ahead of me, I will hop into the express lane and fly by them.
Like over the median, even? You just barrel roll over the...
No. And I'm bashing those little signs that are all knocked over anyways. Like on 75.
I try to avoid the toll road. I'm tired of them dipping their grubby little fingers into my pockets.
I wish grubby. I could, but...
Very grubby.
I guess recently I've kind of backed off once I got a big bill from them. Mm-hmm. But, boy, when I look on the way home and I see it's 38 minutes using the toll roads or like 51 minutes using 75, I will definitely use the tolls. Because I don't like sitting in traffic forever.
And then he goes 50 in those tolls. God. And there's just a...
Is that why people honk line. At me behind yes. me in the yes. left lane? I thought they were just big fans.
He's got a conga line behind him of cars.
I thought they were just celebrating. Hey, there's Monty.
Great show, dude.
Yeah.
The annoying part is you might be right.
He believes that.
There's at least someone out there who probably has done that. That justifies it all in his mind.
So there you have it. Watch out, motorists.